From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Turkish military, along with allied Syrian rebels, is in the sixth day of a military campaign to drive Kurdish forces and Islamic State militants out of the Jarablus area. In Washington, Defense Secretary Ashton Carter called today on Turkey to concentrate on the fight against the Islamic State group and to stop attacks on the Kurdish-led alliance.
We very much appreciate the efforts of both partners, Turkey and the Syrian Defense Forces, in the fight against ISIL. They've both made material contributions. We've worked with both of them.
But the Turkish government has made it clear that its seizure of the border town of Jarablus is as much to halt the Kurds as to expel the Islamic State group. The U.S. State Department continued to warn U.S. citizens of an increased threat from terrorist groups throughout Turkey. In a travel advisory issued Monday, the State Department said it urges Americans to avoid traveling to the southeastern part of the country, especially to areas in close proximity to the Syrian border. The department said it has extended voluntary departure status for family members of staff at the U.S. Embassy in Ankara and at the Consulate General in Istanbul until September 23rd. Testifying Monday at her impeachment trial, suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff denied allegations of manipulating government accounts. Ms. Rousseff addressed the Senate, repeating her claim that the impeachment drive is a coup. She is accused of taking illegal state loans to cover deficits in the budget. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on both candidates in Gabon to refrain from claiming victory in Saturday's election until results are released. This is VOA News. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina says she wants to cooperate closely with the United States in the fight against terrorism. Secretary of State John Kerry announced Monday that the two countries have agreed to work together in the areas of law enforcement and intelligence. The Secretary of State called on Bangladesh to guarantee the rights of its workers.
Bangladesh cannot truly meet the aspirations of its people and share prosperity if its workers are not safe and their rights are not ensured. That is critical.
Kerry said he had a very candid conversation with Ms. Hasina about outside influence on terrorism in Bangladesh. The U.S. and India have signed a key logistics agreement that will enable U.S. and Indian forces to use each other's bases for repair and replenishment of supplies. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter told reporters Monday at the Pentagon that he and Indian Defense Minister Manohar Parrikar formally signed the Logistics Exchange Memorandum of Agreement earlier in the day. During Parrikar's visit to the Pentagon, the two defense officials discussed India's recent designation as a major U.S. defense partner. Authorities say a suicide attack in the Yemeni city of Aden has killed at least 45 people and wounded dozens. Officials say a suicide bomber drove his car Monday into a building used by pro-government troops. No one has claimed responsibility. Iraqi officials say five suicide bombers attacked a wedding party, killing at least 15 people. The French news agency says 20 people were wounded in the attack Sunday in the town of Ain al-Tamer. Officials say there was no immediate claim of responsibility. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation has found evidence that two U.S. state election databases were breached recently by people believed to be foreign hackers. The law enforcement agency is urging state election officials to enhance their computer security systems. FARC rebel commanders have ordered a final ceasefire in Colombia beginning Monday. It's part of a peace agreement with the government. FARC and the government have been negotiating a permanent accord for the past 4 years in Havana, Cuba. The agreement was reached last week to end 52 years of fighting between the Marxist rebel group and various Colombian governments. Authorities in Afghanistan say security forces have rescued an Australian aid worker 4 months after she was kidnapped at gunpoint from her office in the country's east. Two men posing as Afghan intelligence officers abducted Carrie Jean Wilson from the office of her charity in Jalalabad. U.S. actor Gene Wilder has died. He was 83 years old. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.